I'm John Hendricks. KGEZ 2020 News is now on standby.
KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, the Chief Financial Officer, Taryn Waldenburg. Hello, Taryn.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good to have you with us. So you're the money lady, right?
Yeah, I'm the money lady.
Okay. So we're going to talk about the financial aspects of COVID-19. First of all, talk with us a little bit about the financial team there, the finance team at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. What do you guys do?
Sure. So we are a single site facility, meaning we don't have a corporate office. So there are a small team. There's four of us, and we kind of do it all. Obviously, we have a tremendous team of people who are really good at getting us timely and accurate data to process. But thank you to obviously everyone who we work with for doing that. But we do accounts payable, accounts receivable, which is billing and collecting, payroll, including the tax and reporting portions of that, any financial reporting, filings, audits, accounting, and just kind of anything else that comes our way. We do it all.
It gets pretty complicated, I imagine, with all the different funding sources you work from.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, lots of moving parts.
Well, are you guys actually working at the facility right now because of the COVID-19?
No, we are not. Back in March, we took about a half of a day, and our whole team moved our operations to our own homes. Everyone did a really amazing job, and they continue to do so. I'd say that we're about 90% functioning from home. We have to go in every once in a while to pick up mail, file, submit certain reports, make deposits, do our COVID testing. But that's pretty much it. We definitely miss seeing everybody, but we realize this is what needs to happen to keep our team and residents safe, and we're happy to do it.
Well, you guys don't have to have regular patient contact, so it just makes sense for you to work remotely, and it's just that much easier for everybody else who has to be there.
Absolutely, yep.
Well, obviously, you've had to do some workflow changes to make all of this happen. How are you guys doing it from four different locations?
Yeah, well, so it's been interesting, but like I said, our team did a really, really good job of preparing on the front end when we first moved home. So we rely more heavily, obviously, on phones and emails now. We do a lot of Zoom meetings, but we also have gotten used to our new distractions, being cats, dogs, kids, husbands, the mailman, whoever, you know, is at our door. So all of that has definitely been a change for us. We also have additional, entirely new reporting and tracking requirements. So with each COVID relief funding that we receive, we have a different set of reporting requirements and record keeping requirements. So we have very detailed records of everything COVID related. From income, lost revenue, expenses, cases, symptoms, the list goes on. So in addition to just trying to figure out how to work from home, we also have the added changes of, you know, just new reporting and new tracking.
You know, I just got to thinking, I wonder if you guys actually get dressed from the waist down.
We do. I actually pop in on some of the team every once in a while, so they have to.
Okay. Taryn Waldenburg is our guest. She is the Chief Financial Officer for Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. We're going to talk a bit about the revenue and how this has all been affected by COVID-19 right after this.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance, surround yourself with majesty, and be connected to community. to explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Well, just about every business in the entire country has been affected by the COVID-19, and Taryn Waldenburg is our guest. Just how has it affected your operations there at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities?
Yeah, like you said, I think everyone feels the same pains. We've definitely been impacted, but luckily our business is fairly diversified, so we are able to keep pushing along right now, given all of the different constraints that we have. We've obviously seen a decrease in activities related to guests in our facility. As you might know, unfortunately, family and friends are not able to visit right now. So our guest suite revenue and guest meal revenue are both non-existent. Our coffee bar and gift shop revenue are down. And then, of course, when our census is down, so is our revenue. The team has done a remarkable job of protecting our residents. So in the areas where the community really needs us, we continue to stay busy, that primarily being assisted living, memory care, long-term care. I'm sure you know, the hospital halted for a while and has slowed down elective surgeries. So our rehab business slowed. Additionally, when we have a positive case in our building, we cannot take any admits, which significantly impacts our revenue. So that takes its toll on us. And then in our independent living, we have a number of openings right now. We're seeing fewer move-ins there. But like I said, luckily we are fairly diversified, so we're staying afloat.
And then what about expenses? Because I would imagine you've got some new ones there that you haven't had to deal with before.
Oh my gosh, I could go on all day about that.
Oh no.
But I won't. Of course, we're seeing extraordinary expenses. Personal protective equipment, or PPE, as you may have heard, is one of our biggies. It's in higher demand all over the globe, so therefore more costly. Additionally, our usage has skyrocketed. Our dining program is seeing a drastic expense change in paper products, with more takeout and delivery happening. Salaries and wages related to COVID are up. We have a COVID benefit that's not part of the expanded FMLA program and therefore not tax deductible. So that is an additional expense on our books. We've seen an increase in overtime and call-in pay related to staff being out for symptoms or exposure or what have you. We were really blessed to be able to give the staff a token of our appreciation back in September. Obviously, we could never give them what they all are worth during these times, but we were happy to be able to provide them a little bit of additional support and say our thank you. And then, of course, you know, we continue to invest in inventive ways for residents to communicate with their loved ones, to safely interact with others in the buildings. And then we're always looking for ways to improve the safety of our residents and our staff. So with those changes come additional costs as well.
Well, we've got some COVID relief dollars. You had talked about that a little earlier. Can you give us a little more specifics on that?
Sure. So we were eligible and received the PPP loan back in April. We've received provider relief funds through the CARES Act in multiple phases. Medicaid has increased their daily payments to us for a certain amount of time. Our amazing foundation secured $163,000 in grants for us that help offset some of those costs that we're incurring. They pulled together a huge team of sewers who are sewing gowns and masks for us. You may have heard about that effort. It's been invaluable. And then our foundation also just supports us whenever and wherever they can. So we're very blessed, I would say, to receive the relief funding that we have so far. And though we're not out of the woods, these funds have certainly helped to keep us where we're at.
Well, I know Emmanuel has a history of serving seniors in need. Can you tell me a bit more about the financial side of this?
Sure. So in our nursing home, we have a significant number of our residents who are on Medicaid. Now, you wouldn't know who they are because they're treated exactly the same as any other resident. But, you know, for example, last year we had about $2.2 million in uncompensated care. That's something that we certainly wouldn't change because that's part of our mission and there's a community need and we are honored to be able to provide that and fill that gap. But it certainly plays a role in our financial picture.
Memory support. That's a hot topic right now, and we'll discuss the financial aspects of that with Taryn Waldenburg right after this.
When you've been hospitalized for an illness, an injury, or surgery, there's no better place to recover than the Retreat at Buffalo Hill. Short-term rehabilitation in a spectacular setting with its private, beautifully appointed guest rooms and lodge-like design. You know, the Retreat feels less like a clinic and more like a fine hotel. The Retreat staff offers the highest level of professional and technical services, and its therapy gyms even include an underwater treadmill for aquatic therapy and the region's only anti-gravity treadmill. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities focus on promoting whole person wellness, which also means you'll find plenty to do while you recover. For more information or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest today is Taryn Waldenburg. She's the money lady, the chief financial officer at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. So talk with us a little bit about supportive services and what you have planned for that moving forward.
Right. So, you know, COVID, we're making changes every single day. And one of those changes is that we're really excited. We're able to reposition the way we're using some of our beds in order to help Emmanuel meet its full potential and use all of our beds. And we're able to create a memory care unit that will support the seniors who need memory care support in our valley who maybe can't afford a private pay room.
Well, we also have a lot of expansion going on at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities too.
Yeah. So we're still in and kind of at the tail end of a multi-year, multi-phase project that we've been working on for quite a while now. We're really excited to be moving into the next phase of that. As with our memory care plan, we saw a community need back when we opened up our 36 independent living units, the villas. You know, we have quite the wait list there. So we set aside some cash reserves and had a plan to move forward with building some additional independent units or independent living units. This was obviously all planned out pre-COVID, and so here we are, and we feel very blessed that we're able to still continue to move forward with that and meet a community need.
Well, this is an aspect of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities that most of us have no idea, but my gosh, if you guys didn't do what you do, we certainly wouldn't be able to function.
we've been busy this year, but man, I can speak on behalf of the whole finance team that we are so honored to be able to work with the amazing team that we do and the people out there that are keeping our residents safe and happy. They're just doing an incredible job.
Well, Emmanuel Lutheran Community's chief financial officer, I called her the money lady, Taryn Waldenburg. Taryn, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
And you too.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier. Now it's twice as nice. 600 KGEZ is now on translator K243CM Kalispell, high atop Lone Pine at 96.5 FM. KGEZ.